Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. The Three Wide Podcast on the airwaves one more time. Eddie Greer III here with y'all once again for the Three Wide Podcast ET3, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR racing, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series. I stopped myself. Three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR Motorsports. It's officially Mother's Day weekend. I just got done with work, and I'm actually doing this podcast from an undisclosed location. Don't worry, it's not nowhere it's creepy or anything. Just enjoying the weather here in Manhattan, Kansas. Still a little cool on this Friday, April. Check that. May 8, 2020. Man, I think I'm still in April for a minute with this cooler weather. But yes, May 8th, 2020. Record this podcast. Of course, y'all know where I do it at. Manhattan, Kansas, the MHK. And when this podcast comes out Sunday night, we're going to be officially 1 week away from NASCAR racing. This is going to be a shorter edition of the podcast this afternoon. So let's get on with the program. Before I do that, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. That's Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And find the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 wherever you download your podcast from, whether it's from Spotify, Audio Boom, y'all know what it is, Apple Podcasts. Feel free, please leave us a 5-star rating. It does help us out, get the word out about our podcast. Big D, producer, he'll be back actually with me in the studio next Sunday night, actually. So excited about that from the EG3 basement. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So yeah, man, iRacing is about to come to a close. Before we close book on that though, real quick, Dover, let's just get good going to that real fast here before we get into some breaking news that went down this morning for NASCAR regarding to the schedule. Of course, William Byron won his third iRacing Pro Series Invitational event last weekend, and pretty much took, after passing Timmy Hill in the second half of that race, only watched the latter portion of the race there. So pretty much the rest of the way, the last quarter, maybe a little bit over a quarter or so of the race there. And I did see the move where Byron put all the pressure on Timmy Hill there. And it seems to me, this has been a story all iRacing Pro Series long. These guys continue to battle it out with Timmy Hill and William Byron. These two going at it, and this time William Byron gets the advantage. Byron 2, Timmy Hill 1. And we still got the grand finale, I'm going to call it, as North Wilkesboro coming up tomorrow while I'm doing this podcast. Tomorrow afternoon, that's going to be something there. North Wilkesboro is back, but in virtual style. That's tomorrow. But yeah, William Byron, I have harped on him, seems like, every week on his podcast when it comes to the real stuff. It's going to be interesting, and I'm going to say it again. I'm sorry. I apologize to the listeners. I'm sadly repeating myself every week, but I am. You know, Byron, he said it himself in the post-race last week where he was talking with Mike Joy, Jeff Gordon about, you know, translating success of the winning these races on the virtual stuff, this video game stuff, over to the real stuff. Of course, you got Chad Knaus, your crew chief, in the mix there. So, you know, no wins yet in the Cup Series, and a lot of people have pegged, including myself, included on this podcast, that this is it. Third year. I know we're all under some different circumstances right now with this COVID, dealing with, and still dealing with this COVID-19 stuff. But hey, man, I would like to see the success translate on here to the actual stuff. Well, we're gonna find that out right out of the gate next Sunday afternoon in South Carolina. It is going down, that is for sure. How about Christopher Bell there, finishing in second? This dude, obviously, he's had a rough start to the real racing season and messing around with his virtual stuff. He put down a tremendous run last Sunday at Virtual Dover and finishing in second place there, passing the likes there of Denny Hamlin and eventually getting to Timmy Hill there. So Christopher Bell did a nice job right there, finishing second. Of course, Timmy Hill has been absolutely awesome in this series. He finished in the top three. That is your top three from the Virtual Dover race. The rest of it, including Eric Jones and Michael McDowell, finding himself finishing in the fifth spot. Then in the back end of the top 10, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Garrett Smithley, and Eric Almirola, your top 10 there. And now it's all come down to this, ladies and gentlemen, talking about North Wilkesboro and all the things that Dale Earnhardt Jr. did to lead this charge, getting North Wilkesboro back on the map. Not in the real world. That's a lot of work to do there in that aspect. But when it comes to the Irish stuff, him and his crew did a great job to at least clean up the track decent enough to let iRacing scan it, and we're going to see it live and in person tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock on a family of Fox Networks, Fox and FS1 will have it. And then, yeah, you know my stance on iRacing, and it seems like it's been repetitive on multiple podcasts, so y'all know what it is. I'm not going to go down that alleyway with that. So definitely intrigued, and actually I'm excited to see how this is going to turn out. Obviously, I wasn't born in the time frame that North Wilkesboro existed, where you know you had all these luscious run on this unique short track. So it's going to be exciting to see it from that aspect of it. And you're going to have guys, of course, and for my money's worth, I'll actually see Dale Jr. win the race tomorrow. We'll see that happens. Jeff Gordon's going to be in this thing. John Wood, probably the Wood Brothers game is going to be here, be involved with that. Of course, what's going on tonight? Obviously, yes, this podcast is going out on Sunday. You're listening to 3 Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III. He with y'all on what's turned out to be Chris. Nice afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas. Doing this from an undisclosed location. Don't worry, folks. It's not nothing bad, nothing serious. Just enjoying a nice weather here in the park. I actually just got done with a run here, so that's why doing this from a different location. Trying out some things over the past month with this podcast, so I'm glad y'all are with me here today for this show. And then, yes, we're going to end this podcast talking a little Darlington because, yes, we're going to go racing in another week. But, yeah, and another name got popped up on the list. Finally, I know Bobby Labonte, he did a fantastic job in this dude's place. That's right, my dude, my driver, Mark Trex Jr. is going to be back in 19. He's going to be driving the Interstate Battery scheme, it looks like, for the virtual iRacing of North Wilkesboro for tomorrow afternoon's race. I'm excited at least to see him, see what he does. I know he, Dale Jr., and another cat, got to know Dale Jr. via this style of racing. So excited to see him back in action a little bit here before we get back going actual racing next week. I cannot wait for that, my friends. It is going to be some exciting, folks. So yeah, definitely North Wilkesboro tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's 2 o'clock Central time here for the local area here in Manhattan, Kansas, or you're living in Oklahoma, Texas, and things like that on this Mother's Day weekend. So iRacing going to come to a close, and actually, there's a huge entry list for tonight's Friday Night Thunder, which I'm going to call it. Friday Night Thunder continues, and really, the winners of the... I did not read how many transfers is going to be, but, you know, the winners, whoever's in the transfer spots will compete in the North Wilkesboro event tomorrow afternoon, and that's going to be a 160 lap main feature tomorrow afternoon. So North Wilkesboro iRacing going to close the curtain on this quarantine edition tomorrow on Fox.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Now, I mentioned breaking news this morning. Breaking news happened, and of course, there's been rumblings around the schedule, and you know, with these multiple races beginning this one block with Darlington and Charlotte having the races that they have. Darlington has the three, and Charlotte has three, which will include the Trucks series at the end of the month there, and they're going to still run the 600. But today, this morning, a NASCAR announced three tracks will not participate in the season schedule, and we all knew what Sonoma brought to the table. Obviously, with their issues, this the state governor talking about, hey, we're not going to have no major events, no concerts, no football. Well, not close to that, because they still have the LA Chargers and the, dang it, can't think of the other team, the Rams. There you go, the Rams and the Chargers right there. But they talked about no concerts or no races. I thought that was interesting from that standpoint. So Sonoma off the board, and I started to fall in love with Sonoma a little bit there. And no, yes, not because of Martin Truex Jr.'s success at that racetrack, but overall. So that's very unfortunate. That's a road course you're taking away. And Chicagoland, a Midwest track, a mile and a half track, they took that away. And then the puzzle that I'm surprised at. Richmond Raceway. No Richmond Raceway. Despite, you know, that's in the same state as Martinsville. I found that was a huge shocker to me. So those are the three tracks looking at. I read it off of a tweet that was first popped up on my Twitter feed via Popocris, who's on the PE10 podcast earlier this week, which I listened to that. But yeah, I'm really puzzled by the Richmond thing. I really am. I mean, that's a track right there. You're talking about lights at that racetrack. You mean, there was a lot of rumblings that it would have been New Hampshire, because New Hampshire, they don't have lights. So that's really shocking to me there, that, you know, they take away, and that track solely could have been used for midweek races also. You're talking about having all these midweek races and things like that. You know, Richmond could have been a day race, and then you come back and do a night race in the midweek. But they take it away. I don't like that. I don't like that move there with NASCAR, but hey, I'm not the people in charge. So that's to me probably more the shocking of the tracks there. Chicagoland has lights there, but maybe I see a point there in it. And they haven't repaved at all. But we're pretty fortunate that my home track, Kansas, is not on that list, and it'll be interesting to see what they do, because now Kansas is in the playoffs. One of the races is in the playoffs, Kansas is, and a regular season race is there as well. Texas, the same thing. So, man, that's really surprising to me that Richmond was on that list there for short tracks there, given the solid racing that we've seen there over the past few years over there. So really, that's really mind-boggling in my opinion there. I would have taken away, and no offense to people who listen up north, who listen to this podcast, but I mean, we would have been down to, I mean, yeah, Dover has been in that conversation too, even though, you know, the lack of excitement of racing there. So that's really surprising. Richmond on that list until 2021. They're not going to be on the schedule. So that's unfortunate for those guys. And we'll have to see moving forward. So, yeah. And then on top of that, the second race, the 27th, later on this month, is ironically will replace the Sonoma race. So that will take care of itself right there. So that's the three tracks there that loses races for the rest of the year, once this thing gets back going next Sunday afternoon in Darlington, South Carolina. Sonoma, obviously with their issues with the COVID virus. I almost said Darlington. Chicagoland, where last time we saw racing there, Alex Bowman got his first career Cup Series win in Richmond, where Martin Truex Jr. and maybe y'all see it like this, Martin Truex Jr. swept both races last year. So that's unfortunate that we're not going to see that. So those are the tracks that we'll not see in the rest of the regular season. You're listening to the 3-Wide Pod with yours truly, EG3, Eddie Greer III, and another positive. Joey Logano obviously has had a great start to the 2020 season. Well, I just added another cucumber to the mix there. Joey Logano, Joey and Brittany Logano, welcomed Jameson Jett to the world yesterday morning around 10:51 a.m. There, so congratulations to the Loganos. Obviously, they have Hudson there, so another boy to the family right there. So, Loganos, they're going to be even more busy coming up with Joey doing all these races here in Block 1. Like I've been calling it on this podcast here, Block 1 starts next weekend with all the Darlington races, and the Xfinity Series kicks back off on Tuesday and then cut right back at it on following the midweek on Wednesday. So yeah, man, congratulations to the Loganos on that note. Now, I want to, before we talk Darlington here, and I promise, so I kept this short and sweet here, at least half hour-ish on the Throughout Podcast. Again, I didn't want to dive in too much of this iRacing, because I'm already over that. I'm going to keep it brief. Nice, simple podcast here for y'all for the weekend, for your Mother's Day weekend here. All right, so something I got to get off my chest here. And I saw a tweet last week while watching the race there at virtual Dover, right? Eric Estep. Y'all know who he is. If y'all don't, here's me scoop. This dude does YouTube videos, NASCAR YouTube videos. Part of that YouTube community that's been kind of been popular over the past year or so. And his tweet, obviously was towards my driver, Martin. Now, obviously, with the success at Dover, Martin, obviously, with all his success there at that racetrack, Eric asked a dumbass question. Why is it Martin racing at Dover? Why is he racing and iRacing? Or so to that some extent, anyways. So that really pissed me off. I mean, we're basically 2 months in this iRacing series thing, and you're asking about that? Martin made it clear, and even Sherry, to that extent, really. We all know how Sherry's health is, and with this virus stuff going on, I mean, he must have been really asleep when he missed out on that. I mean, you're just asking that now? Come on, man, get your ass head out of the gutter, Eric Estep, man. You're supposed to know this stuff. You're providing NASCAR content also with your all your following and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm not afraid to take shots on my podcast. You know, if you've been with me for quite some time, you know I like to take shots at people who are doing, for either doing stupid stuff or just being completely oblivious in this situation. Eric Estep was not even in the ballpark for this announcement, so to be asking that this late in the game is very stupid, in my opinion, and for your own good, it's very selfish for you to ask yourself that. So, Eric Estep, I'm putting you in the 3-wide sugar hole this week for even saying that on Twitter. That where's Martin? Why is he not racing this? We know why. I'm pretty sure you've heard this from multiple podcasts that you listen to yourself. So for you to even ask that question, it's pretty damn stupid for you to ask that question. So definitely, I mean, we're late in the game with this, and obviously you're gonna get your wish. And us Martin Truex Jr. fans, we're gonna finally see him in action a little bit. I know it's not the actual stuff, but we're gonna see him in action a little bit before we get to the real thing. But Eric Estep, pay attention to what you're reading, because you were two months into this, and it's come to close when the checkered flag falls tomorrow afternoon. And know your shit, dog. Know your shit. 3-Wide Podcast continues, folks. After this.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Right, racing is new upon us, folks. Again, this podcast will stay to its normal time. And the next time I'll be talking to you guys, I'll say it again before we sign off. Next time I'll be going to be talking to you guys, I'll be talking about what went down on the actual racetrack, baby. Yes, Darlington Raceway, site of one of three races in a 4 or 5 day span. If you take away the Charlotte races for a little bit, we're going to focus solely on the Darlington races. Well, obviously, so three races within a 4 or 5 day stretch there, which includes two cup races and one Xfinity Series race on Tuesday night. Not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday night. So very excited to have that back on. And yes, Darlington, it's going to be hopping. Of course, there's going to be no fans there, so at least for a little while. So hopefully, later on down the road, maybe in the fall sometime, hopefully get fans back on the race, back on the in the stands and out cheering for their favorite drivers. But yeah, it's going to be, quite honest with y'all, it's going to be weird not seeing any fans out there for these races. I mean, at least for those two tracks anyways. So with the rich history of what that Darlington brings to the sport, you would think all it is and how hard it's going to be, and you're going out there with no practice, no qualifying, and being in Ryan Newman and Matt Kenseth's shoes for a minute, especially Matt Kenseth. Now, Ryan Newman, he's itchy to get back in the race car, obviously. If we want to do a full season recap real quick, I could do that real quick while I'm on top of things, folks. So, Newman, horrible wreck, final stretch, final lap, Daytona 500, upside down, black screens everywhere, go to the office. We thought it was the end for Newman. Superhero stuff, folks. Walking out with his two girls. No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 in 3 years. Near for Denny Hamlin. Or, actually, I missed that. I misspoke. My bad. Three Daytona 500s. Second in as many years. Three-time Daytona 500 champion Denny Hamlin. They turned the page over to the West Coast Swing in Cali. Las Vegas. Craziness happened. And then, when the smoke cleared, when the cards were unfolded, none other than Joey Logano, Paul Wolf beat everybody to the punch there. Then Alex Bowman in that Cincinnati paint scheme in that 88 for him, Rick Hendrick Motorsports, put an ass kicking on the field in Fontana. And then the book in the West Coast Swing, none other than new daddy number two, Joey Logano, outguns Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski to the checkered flags there. So that's where we stand at right now. Joey Logano, obviously, we only raced 4 times already this year. 2 wins already for Joey Logano. In his case, for him, he leads the series, obviously, in race wins here in the Cup Series. But yeah, it all comes down to this, baby. You have to, in his case, and then you're going to have a day race, obviously, with this change. It's longer days, so I don't think a shaded track will come to a factor here in this instance where in the following race it will. So that's going to be interesting. And yeah, no practice, guys. Again, no practice, no qualifying. And this is going to be the first laps these guys are going to see. these guys are going to see when they get back in that race car, strap up, and get ready for the green flag. Green flag waves. Let's all haul ass into turn one. Let's see what happens. Woo! I expect, I expect, you know, this to be single file, at least early on, to get laps. I mean, if I see, I'll be stunned. To be told, I will be stunned if I will see side-by-side racing. Especially early. Gotta get back to some groove. Some of a racing groove. Some of a rhythm. Especially at this racetrack where less than a mile, a little bit less than a mile and a half. Two different ends of the racetrack there. And like Corey LaJoy said with the First Race podcast, that if it get for their luck, they're gonna get whew, it's gonna be hot, slick, and whatever else comes with it. So Darlington, it wears out tires quick, or we're gonna see, oh, there's gonna be no doubt you're gonna see guys slipping or sliding around no matter what the deal is. They're on that instance, so you know that's for what it is for sure. I mean, you gotta get ready for that. Now, there's gonna be a lot of eyes. There, there's what I want. That's what I want. Okay, so all right, so you know, this is gonna be something. All eyes, and this is and we talked about already. This is a Throughout NASCAR podcast, EG3. Eddie Gritter, third Hugh with you guys on this beautiful Friday afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas. We know that we talked about, we've nailed it in the negatives. And I'm sure everybody else knows that too. We're not going to go down the red rabbit hole. But the positives that could be gained. You could gain new fans. All eyes are going to be on how this is all going to play out. You can be the example. A couple of them leaders from NASCAR said this. You can be the leader of this, and everybody can follow you. All of you, obviously, Major League Baseball is that close to getting back into action as well. And I'm surprised the NBA hasn't been close yet at all either. Not that I care that much. But, I mean, this is huge opportunity for NASCAR to hit it big. I mean, you're selling yourself short. I mean, some people are selling themselves short. I mean, this is a chance right here. There's nobody yet. There's no football. No basketball, and especially there's supposed to be playoffs going on. So there's no basketball, no baseball going on, no college stuff going on. You just got this going on. So, I mean, yeah, you can tell me your expectations, yada, 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 and whatnot, all right? But in this instance here, you have a chance to put out at least a decent product on a racetrack and no shit show. That's what you're looking at, and maybe it's gonna take them quite a bit, but maybe by halfway, we can see some good racing, and that's what probably we're all shooting for here in this instance here with Darlington Racing. Now there is no sponsor, as I'm talking about right now. There is no sponsor for these races right now. Came up either last night or the night before I stumbled on this, but no sponsor yet for these races, so keep an eye on that, especially, you know, trying to get yourself back going from being off a couple of months due to the COVID virus. So, very pumped up for Darlington. It's going to be interesting. And last time we were there, Erik Jones won, and we had to sit through another long-ass rain delay there. And Erik Jones, he had to hold off Kyle Busch, and I'm not going to mention the other cat who's not in the league anymore for the time being, in that 42 car, which now inherits Matt Kenseth in that ride. That's going to be fun and interesting to follow him as he tries to get back in the groove as he's in that 42 and 42 for the rest of the season. So we set the stage, baby. Darlington Cup, guys. Let's get it. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Xfinity boys on next Sunday. Yeah, we'll talk about the Xfinity guys next week. When we do our post-race reaction from NASCAR returns from Darlington, South Carolina. So, yeah, man, stage is set there. We'll see what happens there. And, yeah, all eyes, is going to be on Joe Gibbs Racing because the fact, yeah, I just said Erik Jones, who won last year's event. And then, where's Mark? I mean, Martin has been running very well. The finishes haven't shown it because he gets in other people's messes or can't control other people's stuff. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin's already won a race this year. Daytona 500, three-time Daytona 500 winner. Kyle Busch, I mean, these guys don't know how to qualify. Well, you don't have to worry about that for quite some time. So, it's all about how they race. That's going to be the key there. It's all about how they're going to race. It's all about how they race. So, I mean, you know they're going to race good. But that's going to be the question. Penske started off hot last year and this and that, but they couldn't keep it going. And then Joe Gibbs Racing came up with House of Fire and stole the show. So, we'll see what happens there. Ganassi, that's going to be another story as well. With Matt Kenseth reuniting with his former teammate from Ross Fenway Racing, Kurt Busch. So that's going to be something as well to follow. Can Penske keep it going? And obviously, Chase Elliott. You can make an argument that Chase Elliott has had one of the faster cars in the series, if not the fastest right now. He's in the top five coming into next week's race as one of the favorites to win at 7-2. And then when you look at the laps led, coming out of the break, the hiatus, Chase Elliott, 186 laps led. Next guy, Kevin Harvick in that four car, 159. And then your leader in wins, Joey Logano, 120. That's the numbers right there for you, baby. So, yeah, it all comes into this. You would think maybe Chase Elliott would have won at least one of these races, but circumstances got him like it usually does. So Blaney, he had a chance to win all these races, and same thing. So, if you want to start strong, you want to close out strong. That's the thing. And, you know, the thing of it is, Blaney was, was in position all these races and has found a way to either be on a misfortune end or on a sucky end of strategy. So we'll see what happens there. These Cup guys are anxious to get back. Unfinished business, Mother's Day weekend, tomorrow, North Wilkesboro, the grand finale of the iRacing Pro Series Invitational. And, of course, next week, racing returns on Fox, baby, Darlington, Sunday afternoon on Fox. That is the next time I talk to you guys, late Sunday night sometime, breaking it down and previewing the Xfinity Series race. You can follow me at EG. Dang it. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. Again, at Eddie_EG3. And again, you can find the 3Y Podcast wherever you download your podcast, whether it's from Spotify, we're on there, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and many more, folks, as well. And of course, last but not least, Patreon. We're on Patreon as well, and I have not checked the list yet, so I've done a poor job of that so far. I'll try to check that on more of a weekly basis, at least twice a week there, but this is your chance to become a sponsor of this podcast. You can hear your name called out on this show every time we record an episode of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Go hop on to patreon.com/EGreer3. Again, that's patreon.com/EGreer3. That's EGRIER in the number 3 for information there. It's $10 to become a sponsor of this podcast. And we want to strive for to raise the money to support one of our local businesses in town. That's where that money is going to go to by the end of the year. But I haven't looked to see who signed up for it, but I want to place that in there. Get y'all. I know 10 might be a little bit out of price range due to, you know, due to what's been happening over the last couple of months. We know what's been going on, but hey, I mean, you've been a loyal listener or you're a new listener, like what you're hearing. We've been putting out some tremendous good content over the quarantine season. Make sure you go back and download those episodes, check it out, including the one where I chat with Aaron Bearden. Make sure y'all go check that out as well. Again, $10 to become a sponsor on this podcast. Support what we're doing at patreon.com/EGreer3. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to break this thing down, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap of another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 this afternoon. Finally, a couple more days of this iRacing stuff, and then we can finally get ourselves ready, prepared for real racing in South Carolina, baby. For Big D, he usually produces as usual. Big D, haven't mentioned him. Shout out Big D. He'll be back with me next weekend as we break down what went down in part one at Darlington. Appreciate y'all for listening. Have a great Mother's Day weekend. Call your mother. Do this, that what you do. Have a tremendous, happy Mother's Day weekend, and I know I have double this year. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out in the world that's listening to this podcast, and we will talk to you next time. Next time I'm talking to you, we're going to be talking some live action from Darlington. You happen to listen to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with yours truly, EG3. I'm out.
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.